T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Happy to welcome in a man who made me jump out my seat when he reached his hands over the goal line for a 2-point conversion in Super Bowl 44. Lance Moore, thank you so much for the time. How you been?
I've been good, considering. Obviously, times are different, but I'm healthy. My family's healthy, so that's what's most important now. And hopefully, we'll have some ball to cheer on here pretty soon. But I guess we kind of have to wait and see.
Now, Lance, when you look at the competition at the wide receiving position for the Saints, obviously, who's going to compliment Emmanuel Sanders? Michael Thomas, they got Emmanuel Sanders. What is your take? Because right now, okay, we're hoping he was going to be the number two. Now he just needs to be the number three wideout, Tre'Quan Smith. Now, I know he needs to stay healthy, but do you think he's ready to take that next step? Then I look at a guy, and you can probably comment on this because you've seen a number of players. I'm looking at Emmanuel Butler. What does he look like in year two? Emmanuel Butler was all Metairie, all Airline Highway, all camp. But then when he got in the game, he kind of like freaked out a little bit. So you think a lot of upside maybe for Emmanuel Butler? They need to take that next step, and along with Tre'Quan.
Yeah, I mean, I think Tre'Quan, it's. I think you could call him somewhat of an underachiever. I think the expectations were really high, and rightfully so. I mean, the guy was a heck of a player in college. Coming into this offense and being given opportunity after opportunity, you would hope that he would be able to show up each and every week and be making big plays. And obviously, it's tough in this offense these days where, majority of the touches are going to go to Alvin and to Mike and to Jared Cook. So if you get one or two balls in a game, you've got to make those plays. I mean, times are different now than they were 10 years ago when it was myself and Marcus and Meacham and Devery, and we had all these guys that got touches each and every week. So for Tre'Quan, I think it's kind of a now or never situation. Like, is he going to step up and take that next step this season? Obviously, it's going to be tough because there's no preseason games, so we're not going to be able to really see full go until week one. I'm sure there's going to be several scrimmages, but if the coaches gain that confidence in him, through training camp, then he's going to get another opportunity. I think Emmanuel Butler is an interesting case because, like you said, he was all world, and I was at training camp for a bunch of practices last year and got a chance to see him make plays. And even in the rookie mini camp last year, I was asking Terry Fontenot and those guys, like, who is this guy? Because he stood out. He made a bunch of plays. He's big. He's physical. He can go up and get the ball. But like you said, the bright lights turned on in the preseason games, and he kind of shrunk down a little bit. So I think that repetition and a little bit of experience, being that this is his second go-round, his second year in the league, I think could benefit him when it comes time to make those decisions this camp. After Mike and Emmanuel Sanders, I mean, I think it's really up in the air. We know Deontay is going to be around. He's an all-pro punt returner. So
right. I
think he was a guy that didn't get enough opportunity on offense last year. They used him as a gadget guy. But watching him in practice and then, watching him in the little bit of reps that he got in games at the receiver position, I thought he did a heck of a job. And I think he's more than capable of being another guy that can complement the other guy. So, I think it's going to be an interesting, next several weeks to see kind of who separates themselves from the bunch beyond the top two guys.
Now, Lance, when you look at it, no OTAs, no minicamp, no preseason games. Now, the Saints, have 15 players out of the 80-man roster, their first NFL training camp. Now, I don't know if you can call it a training camp, like Sean Payton said, including the four drafted players. You look at Cesar Ruiz, Zach Bond, Adam Troutman, Tommy Stevens. But I thought it was interesting what Teron Armstead said, the veteran that he is. Look, he said it is crucial that those young players, arrive to the practice field with a working understanding of the playbook. So by the time we get on the field, we just hit the ground running. There's not much time to slow roll it. We're on a limited clock before we take some real snaps. We'll try to make every single rep count, all the practice time, all the meeting time. We'll make all of that count. So think how important it is. Well, you better be able to process information, because you don't have the traditional number of installs. That when you're in the meeting room and to go to the practice field, we got 14 padded practice. We've got to play a game. So I think it's very challenging more than any other year, considering those young guys, what they're dealing with.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is obviously unprecedented time. I mean, there hasn't been a situation like this ever, I don't think, with the NFL. So for those guys to not get any of that instruction ahead of time, it's going to be tough. But at the end of the day, this is pro football. So you either, kind of catch up on your own, or you're going to get left behind. I mean, they can't possibly count on a player in September, when the real games start, if they can't show up to these early practices and not know what's going on. And it's on them. I mean, it's different than college or high school football when the coaches are going to spoon feed you everything. Sure, you'd love to be able to go back and have all those extra meetings and those extra practices, but you can't do that. So now the situation basically for them and their learning curve is on them. What are they doing when they leave the building? Are they going to be teaching themselves? Are they going to be asking the veterans, the older guys that have been there and done that, questions outside of what's happening in their, in the facility, in their meeting rooms? I mean, it's they've really got to mature pretty fast and take it upon themselves to improve as much as they can as far as that part of as far as that part of the game goes.
Now, Lance, what is your take? Because I think it's expanded practice squad, and then also you could freeze four players on your practice squad week in and week out when the season starts. As you possibly, because like you said, maybe not ready to roll come week one against Tampa Bay, and you might see players on the practice squad, not on the active roster, and not even contribute in 2020, but the Saints think they have promise for maybe the 2021 season.
For sure. I mean, I think that happens every season where they see, enough out of a guy to say, we like him. We want to continue to develop him. He might not be ready this week or he might not be ready this season, but we see potential in him. And I think that's a big part of what the scouts have to do as far as, getting guys in that can kind of fit what you're trying to do offensively or defensively. And then it's on the coaches to really evaluate those guys and say, hey, this guy has great potential, but he's not ready. Or, this guy, I think after a week or two, he'll fully grasp what we're trying to do and he could potentially be ready to help us in these games. So, yeah, I mean, I think that happens every season. And I think it's great that they have expanded the practice squads. I think it's been a long time coming, man. I mean, back when I first started on the practice squad, I think there were six of us. Then it got expanded to eight, right, and now 10. So, I mean, I think it's important, not just for a health standpoint, but it's important to, take reps off of some of the guys who are not necessarily starters on offense or defense, like us. Talking specifically those special teams guys that are literally running like crazy throughout practices because there's not enough extra bodies to be able to give them a blow. I mean, I think it's really, really important, and I think it's a great thing that the NFL was able to do.
Saints Super Bowl champion Lance Moore joining us right now. Go ahead, Bobby.
No, Lance, when you look at a Sean Payton offense, and obviously you know, you can be the greatest defensive coordinator, but you can't double team everyone. So I think they could be pulling their hair or burning the midnight oil to figure out when you got a Michael Thomas and then you have a veteran like Emmanuel Sanders, then you got Jerry Cook at tight end, you got Alvin Kamara. I mean, you can't double team everyone. I thought it was interesting. I don't think he was around when you were playing. I know he wasn't. But Ronald Curry, I thought what he said made a lot of sense. The beauty about this system, the reason why nobody has caught up to it yet, is Sean Payton knows how to move guys around. He knows how to take advantage of their unique talents. He tries to put these guys in positions where you keep them out of the things they don't necessarily do well, but you enhance the stuff that they can do really well and try and exploit that. Like, you know, we don't like Devin Henderson stretching the field, Robert Meacham stretching the field. We all know we had you in the slot. It just seems like Sean Payton has done an unbelievable job. And if we protect Drew Brees, the defense can't be right because you can't double team everyone.
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, and I think Sean has done a great job of kind of expanding on what he's done. We used to call ourselves the specialist Saints back in the day because we would say, okay, if we're throwing the ball deep, it's going to be Devere Meacham. If we're in the red zone, it's going to be Marcus or Lance. And that, I mean, those were the things that we kind of knew that we were going to be, you know, getting each and every week. And Sean does a great job of, like RC said, I mean, RC gets it. I mean, you want to get the guys in the position to make plays. And the best way to do that is allowing them to do the things that they do great. And that's not to say that the weaknesses aren't worked on. I mean, I think that would be foolish to say. The weaknesses are always worked on. But a guy like myself or Deontay Harris, they're on first and goal from the 2-yard line or fourth and goal from the 2-yard line. They're probably not going to split us out and run a lot of fades to us. That's just what it is. They're probably going to put one of the bigger guys, Michael Thomas or Jared Cook or Marcus Colson, out there and do that. So, you know, allowing guys to do what they do great is going to allow you to have as much success as possible offensively. And then when you couple that with Sean being able to draw up plays to get guys moving around, to create confusion for the defense. Oh, okay, this guy's lining up somewhere that he doesn't always line up, but then allow that guy to do something that he does well, it's almost impossible to stop.
Super Bowl champ Lance Moore joining us here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. And Lance, I know you mentioned things at home are going good right now, you know, considering the times. Why don't you let the Who Dat Nation know what you've been up to on YouTube with the Moore family right now?
Yeah, man, we started a Moore family YouTube page, and, you know, that's been fun, you know, shooting videos with the family and kind of giving everybody an up close and personal look into our lives nowadays, and, you know, because things are a lot different. I mean, I look and read every day what's going on around the NFL, around the sporting world, and it's like, man, just a couple years ago, 5 years ago, I was in training camp myself, and it feels like time has flown, but we're doing great. We're keeping the little ones as busy and as happy as possible. And, you know, kind of doing our part, staying out of the way, wearing masks when we're out and about, and hoping and praying that we will be out of this sooner rather than later.
Now, Lance, I got one more for Lance. Lance, why has it been so hard for the Saints to find a productive guy like you in the slot? You might say, well, it was talent. Bobby, I mean, come on, because I was so talented. But I'm looking, the Saints have tried, and it has not been the case with Austin Carr. They've tried different guys, but they have not been able to find Lance Moore, that Wes Welker, that Julian Edelman type. Because, listen, we have it on the outside, but it just seems like, just tell the fans, I mean, I don't know, it just seems like, you know, oh, just plug and play another guy. But we have not been able to find that guy and have the production like you had.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is consistency. Like you plug a guy in and he makes a couple plays and you think he's going to be the next great thing, and it may not necessarily be that because he's unable to be consistent. And I think it's I'm not going to say it's silly, but I think it's interesting that people say, oh, they're trying to find the next Lance Moore. I think there's guys that are capable, man. Like I talk about Deontay Harris. Like, I think he's got a little bit of wiggle on him that would allow him to have some success in there. I think Emmanuel Sanders is going to be a big breath of fresh air because he's a guy that I love watching because he can play inside, he can play outside, he can run those type of option routes, the short, the intermediate route. He's very, very productive on third down. He's a guy that I think is going to impress a lot of people to his ability to do those types of things. And another guy that I've been talking about, I'm not sure if he's going to get the opportunity or not, but I really would love to see what Ty Montgomery can do in there. He's a guy, obviously, that played running back and receiver in the league and had some success with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. And I think if given the opportunity, he could open some eyes and be able to create that type of separation and make plays in this offense.
Saints wide receiver Lance Moore, we appreciate your time. Hope we get to see you soon in the Superdome along with the rest of the Houdat Nation. We know week one, no fans will be there, but hopefully this football season gets underway and we'll get back to some kind of normalcy soon. Appreciate your time.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.